looking at the great men of the Bible. And we had a recording made of the first three great men in the Bible, and what a time we had with these three great men. We're moving on now to have a look at another great three men of the Holy Scriptures. And the first one we want to look at in this first broadcast is Job. Man Job and his triumph in his home. We take up our Bibles and we look for the book that is called Job. We find it preceding the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. Now, Job did not live in the time of David. Job lived a very long time before that. He lived shortly after the great flood, between the time of Noah and the time of Abraham. The book of Job is the oldest book in the Bible, written between the ending of the flood and the time of Abraham. It is the oldest book of the Bible. It reveals to us the real secret of holy living. Hear it, obey it, believe it, because it has the promise of eternal life in its revelation. Now, Job was one of the men in the Old Testament times who feared God. This was the secret of God's servant Job. I want to look in this sermon with you at Job, the man Job. And we're going to discover four things about him. First of all, he was the man who feared God. He was noted, first of all, as such a man in the Holy Scriptures. And in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 4, we see this separation of this man unto the Lord. It was a separation that took place in his home. His home was a holy place. And we have a note about that over in 1 Timothy. So this old saint of God from Old Testament times is mentioned in the New Testament. And in the first epistle of Timothy, at the chapter 5 and verse 4, we read of this wonderful man, and this wonderful man was Job. And he was a man who was separated unto the Lord. He was separated in his home. He was separated on his living. He was separated in all is relationship. We must be practical, and we need to be when we have before us such a good example as Job. The home was his place of living, and we need to give a good example in our homes if we are Christian to our relationship with our own families. Job was a good man and a holy man, and that goodness was seen in his care of his family and the care of his offspring. Led by him, they all engaged in the family worship. Job set up a godly example, and he caused his family to walk in the ways of God. So first of all, we must underscore the fact that he was a separated man, separated to the bringing up of his family, and separated to the task of calling them all to serve God as he was serving God. Job, the guider of his family in the ways of the Lord. But secondly, Job was a faith model of godliness. If you turn over to the 19th chapter of the book of Job in God's Word, you will find just what a mighty man he was and how he kept his young people in the way of the gospel and in the way of gospel life and gospel liberty. And so we find in Job 19, the 19th chapter of Job, we find in verses 25 to 29, something about this man, Job. Yes, this man, Job, was keen to show the way to his family and point them on the road to heaven. And one place in chapter 19, we can see the glorious holiness and the glorious example he gave to his family. Verse 25 of Job's message, book, chapter 19. And he said, I know. He was a man of knowledge. He says, I know that my Redeemer liveth. He believed in a living Christ. And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. He believed in a coming Christ. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, he marked the fact that he was a dying man and would die. But he was a man who believed in the resurrection. And he said, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Wonderful. A man who knew was going to die, and the skin worm was going to destroy his body. Yet he was able to say, in his flesh, he would see God. He believed in the bodily resurrection. Whom I shall see from myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. What a testimony that was. This man was a man of righteousness. And within the book of Job, we have the outpouring of the truths about the righteousness of this man. He was not afraid. He knew that God would be with him in life, that God would be with him in death, that God would be with him after he died and would bring him to heaven, and that God's Son would come again and he would join God's Son in the second coming of Christ to this earth. Job was a man who had plenty of patience. He didn't order God about. He allowed God to order him about. And what God said, he did. And in testing, he humbled himself before God. He worshipped God. And in the darkest of days, he cried, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let me mark down, first of all, the fact about the wonderful and powerful testimony of Job and his wonderful God-lovingness and the looking for Christ to come again. What an experience. But he had another experience. He had an experience of the darkest of days. There came a day when after there had been a terrible accident in the home of all his family, he lost them all. He lost his children, every man child, and every woman child. That was a dark, dark day for Job. But what is more, it was darker than that because his wife turned on him and told him to curse the God that he worshipped. What an experience. And yet, the true Job was revealed. And the Bible says that ye have heard of the patience of Job. Job replied to that terrible killing of his whole family The Lord gave. The Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job was also the man who showed holiness to the end of his days. And he said, I'm going to rise again, and in my flesh I shall see God. He was a model to his home of holiness. And the great gifts that he gave, that he found from God's mercy, he used to God's glory. And what a testimony this man was. There is no reason why you should not know the Savior of Job. There's no reason why you shouldn't know the pardon that Job knew and the grace that God knew, that God gave him, and the power that God sustained for him.